Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical shows in the Seattle area with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. On today's show, from now to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing my good friend Simon Parks from England, who I know will have lots of interesting things to say. He's on the line now, and I'll just make some announcements, and I'll bring him right on. Then from 3 to 3:30, I'll be talking about the political and economic effects of the virus, followed by my good friend Tom Palladino, who has a wonderful scalar energy program that from Nikola Tesla, who really helps people heal from the coronavirus and also prevents it as well. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast. If you'd like to see it, just go to my website at galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream tab. You can also go to the website at www.crowdcast.io/galacticwisdomconference/register. It has many wonderful people, including Simon, giving presentations, and I know you'll enjoy it. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Solon Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as my friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Dan and Ursula in Switzerland, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and Tom Palladino and everyone around the world who supported the show and helped me raise consciousness. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who support my show, my angelic and earthly family, of course, Eric and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the U.S. at 509-750-9793. I've expended my special offer for a cost of a one-hour full reading for just $50. If you're interested, please send me an email or give me a call. Also, my book, Messages from the Masters, is still available. It costs just $20 and includes a free brief reading along with the book. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book is also being translated into German. In Germany, will be published in a few months in Munich, and also been translated to Hindi in India. So for my listeners in Germany and Austria, Switzerland, and in India, translated copies will soon be coming out. If you're interested, please send me an email. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Telos. We also experience many, many miracle healings. My eyesight was actually restored to perfect crystal clear eyesight, 2010 crystal clear eyesight, in September of last year after Adama gave me a miracle healing. Others have been healed of Lyme's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and one lady was given a new pair of legs several years ago. If you'd like to go, please send me an email or give me a call. And in addition, I'm still planning to go to Peru from May 17th to June 5th. We're going to Machu Picchu, Cusco, the Sacred Valley, and Lake Titicaca, as well as meeting Inca Shaman. And for this time, we'll go to the Rainbow Mountain. The cost is just $497. And it includes psychic readings. And if you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on my friend Simon from England. Simon, how are you doing today?
Hello, Ted. Very well, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. What an amazing and crazy time to be alive. There's so much going on. My goodness. I've watched your videos and the updates. I can't believe all the things happening. On your April 2nd update, you said to replace the COVID virus with the satanic elite. and the action is now being used to cut off the drug supply that feeds the satanic forces. I'd love some more on that. I also got a ton of questions from a lot of listeners too.
Okay. In the good old days, it was the CIA that raised its money through drug dealing.
Mm-hmm.
But when President Trump took over, that was stopped by and large. And the CIA was told that it had to get hold of legit businesses and rob legit businesses, as an aside, and make money through that. And President said that he would establish a number of businesses that the CIA could then profit from, which were legitimate, mm-hmm. although they didn't come through the normal process. Well, that got drugs. So there was a vacuum. And the bad guys who've always played the drug side of it moved into that. And so by cutting off this huge crack or cocaine, heroin type deliveries, then ultimately that's going to reduce significantly the money that the evil cabal need to do all their operations.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. From your perspective, Simon, what have you heard from these operations? I know that people have talked about the mass arrests and everything. Is that in fact going on now behind the scenes?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it mass arrests at the moment. That's not what's taking place. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it's trying to extricate children who have been held in sort of prisons underground. And that's at the moment what's taking place. The arrests would be one of the last things that occurs.
Oh, I see. Okay. And is there a correlation between the hospital ships in Los Angeles and New York and the rescue of these children?
Yes, it's very difficult because on one hand, people like the governor, and you know, they know the truth in the sense that these hospital ships aren't actually meant for them. And mm-hmm. you know, they've got to sort of play along a line. The ships really are off the land, so that you know, anybody who's spirited away there quickly by military can be dealt with without the press having access. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the children were first of all looked at in what I just described as a tented area. The military put up tents, and then from that they were then transported by both vehicle and helicopter to a number of facilities, and one of those or two of those could indeed be the hospital ships, because they are the Navy. They are you know, controlled by the Navy, so the bad guys don't have any control over that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, one other thing I've heard both from you and many other friends as well, that the phones may go down and the internet may go down in the U.S. and the United Kingdom for 2 to 5 days, but only if it assists the good guys. Do you have any updated information on that, by the way?
I put it a 3/4% chance, 3/4 chance.
Okay.
1/4 that it might not happen and 3/4 that it might.
Mm-hmm.
Slight difference between Great Britain and America is that in Great Britain, I'm expecting the landline phones to stay open, but in mm-hmm. the States, I expect landlines to go down, except if you want to do your emergency number, that apparently will still operate. So exactly the same, except we probably here in this country keep our phone lines, but anything between 3 days and 5 days with no cell phone and no internet, that's designed to do two things. Firstly, the obvious one, it stops ordinary members of the public and the media trying mm-hmm. to talk to each other. But more importantly, I could just describe it as dark hubs or dark nodes within the internet, where the evil guys, through their connections with some very famous household named software companies, have placed certain things within the internet. And these need to be taken out, and perhaps the only way to take that out is to close that down. Now, that's the first part. The second part I want to tell you is that in Great Britain, we could also expect power outages. It might be necessary to blank out parts of Great Britain for a short period of time because mm-hmm. of bases that need to be dealt with, and then also some other properties, quite nice properties in some very upmarket parts of the country, and they might mm-hmm. take out a block or two there. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's going to happen in the US, but even here in Great Britain, in the regular media, the main newspapers have been carrying a story that because of the virus, they got very few power workers. This is the story they're putting out. And as mm-hmm. a result of that, they could have to cut the power off. So what they're doing is they're beginning to set the scene in Great Britain for potential power outages. So that's where we are at the moment with it, Ted.
I see. Interesting. You know, there's a lot of different, I've got lots of topics to talk about, but I forgive me for not letting you take the lead. I want to give you the lead now, Simon, to talk about whatever you like, and then I can go to the questions, and I got a lot of other topics, but I think
sure.
that would be
okay.
good.
I think that the most serious thing is the kidnapping of John F. Kennedy's, beg your pardon, Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter and her son, the cabal have done. They were on a canoe, I think, in Chesapeake Bay or somewhere, and they've been kidnapped. That's the information we're getting to try to blackmail. We don't know what's any more than that at the moment.
When did that happen, Simon?
I think, what is it today? Is it Saturday today?
Yeah.
Could have happened on Friday or Thursday. Very
wow.
When the order went out to start the operations, then my understanding is that the granddaughter and her son have been kidnapped. So, but we haven't yet been made aware of a ransom request at the moment.
Do you think this is part and parcel of yet another technique used by the cabal to force, stop the arrests or do something else?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that your audience were aware that a mind-controlled locomotive driver attempted to drive
right.
locomotive into the hospital ship by crashing it across and hoping that there would be enough momentum to take it.
Right.
But of course, it didn't have enough momentum.
Right.
So I think that gives you the indication of the method in which these people operate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got a message that they'll be caught within a week and the children will be returned unharmed. I of course, law enforcement is, and I'm sure is working on it very, very vigorously. And but I wish them well, my goodness.
I think what we can be absolutely sure is that even these people won't actually harm the hostages, because if you did harm them, you don't have any bargaining power. So I'm convinced that they're okay as it stands.
Sure.
You know, it's not enough to stop what's going on.
Right.
So it's a very fluid and very ongoing situation at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask all my listeners around the world to please send some prayers and meditation for these children, that they be returned unharmed as soon as possible to RFK's family and the authorities, and cover them with lots of love and white light. Yeah. I listened to both of your updates on March 30th and also on the April 2nd update. And I think you're right. A lot of these operatives use mind control to make it look like a lone person going crazy and doing something, but often they're controlled from behind the scenes. How do you think this is all going to pan out if you're looking like 6 months, a year ahead of time, Simon?
Oh,
I know that's hard.
We don't even need to look that far ahead. It can only go one of two ways.
Okay.
Either the clear out occurring at the moment is fully successful,
mm-hmm.
and you will have a very different United States and Great Britain, very different, and perhaps mm-hmm. some European countries, or it's only partially successful,
mm-hmm.
And in which case it's much more on the surface. In other words, if this clear out goes very well, it'll be reasonably seamless moving from one environment to the next. But if it's only partially successful, then I'm afraid that it's going to be more dirty. Ultimately, the good guys are going to win. But as I've always said on your radio show, that it's always a bumpy ride towards that goal. And at the moment, the concentration has been on a certain form of targets, and then that moves from that, once the children are as safe as they can be, targets move to a different location, and we should expect the peak of the operation to be just a few days before the Easter holiday.
Okay.
So, you know, we have like Good Friday, and then there's a Saturday, the Sunday, and then the Monday. So in Christian countries, the Friday and the Monday are very important. And this is why President Trump has been giving the word, saying Easter is a beautiful time. Now, people didn't really understand what he meant, but what he meant was that he's hoping, it's got nothing to do with the virus, he's hoping that the operations that the military are undertaking should be concluded by Easter. Now, whether that's the case or not, we just don't know, but that's the plan, which means that the peak of operations should just be before Easter.
Wow. You had a fascinating discussion on your March 30th update, Simon, on your website, about the coronavirus and how there were really two parts to the virus. The one that started out of Wuhan was actually very contagious, but it wasn't, I mean, the death rates have been low. It wasn't as lethal as the cabal wanted it to be. And they wanted to get that virus to bring it to another laboratory and inject much more lethality so they could kill off more people. I'd love some more information on that. I've had a lot of questions about that.
Sure. Too. Well, it's one thing to make a virus that's contagious. It's quite another to increase that lethality. From the biological warfare point of view, that is what you're aiming for, because that these people who create these viruses, they want to marry the two sides together.
Right.
But a lot of laboratories specialize in particular viruses or in a particular aspect to a virus. The Wuhan Biological Weapons Laboratory had specialized in this huge infection, but they hadn't actually got the death rate to go with it. And the whole point about it was to add this second aspect to it, which never happened. And so it still kills people. Please don't misunderstand me.
Sure.
But it's not going to do what their overall plan was. Their overall plan was to make it 10 times more vicious. And so that failed, probably because God intervened. I'm being quite serious with you.
Sure.
And so the key really was that when this went off in China, and I'll be very clear that the Chinese government had no part of it. Chinese government did not release this. Where the Chinese government are at fault is actually having a biological weapons laboratory on their soil. China had never had that facility, this would never have happened. So the Chinese are guilty for having this facility, but they're not guilty for releasing it. And that the saving grace for President Trump was that he had a number of weeks where the virus then made its way from China to Iran to Italy and then to obviously to America. So he had time with his aides to build up a counter strategy on two fronts. One front was the economic front, so that America was not destroyed economically. And the second front was, how do we fight back? And so he got precious time. The original plan, of course, was to release this virus in America. Which probably we'd have destroyed President Trump politically and it would have totally destroyed the United States of America economically.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. This second laboratory, has there been any information you know of, Simon, indicating where it was from or what country it was in?
We can't be sure. We just can't be sure, no.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank goodness the Supreme Being did intervene, and the virus was not made even more deadly than it is. You also mentioned in your update, Simon, some interesting things about big names mentioned. The black hat hats want an economic collapse with a police state followed by a vaccine that's worse than the virus. If things work out well, these plans should collapse, shouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. One of the key things, you see, corporate America has always, when trouble came along, has bailed out corporations.
Right.
Great Britain did it in 2008. The British government used taxpayers' money to bail out the banks. But it's a very different aspect where the President of the United States is actually mailing money directly to people. You know, if you earn less than $76,000 a year, you will be entitled to $1,200 in the first month and $1,200 in the second month, and each child will get $500 check as well. Now, this is a very important statement, because what it's saying is we're not just going to give money to the businesses, we're actually going to give it to people. And that's what will save the presidency of the United States.
Fascinating. I remember you mentioning something about that too, and this is something different than before. Thanks so much for mentioning that, Simon. That's a very important part. Are there plans to issue a new currency based upon a new currency based upon like Treasury notes instead of Federal Reserve notes in the future?
That can only happen if the Federal Reserve is no more. We have a situation at the moment where the Federal Reserve still exists, but it has a new board member in it. And that board member is called Donald Trump. Federal Reserve is still there, but it doesn't have the freedom of action that it did have. And there are two reasons for this. First of all, because it wants to make a profit, and so therefore, as your listeners know better than anybody else, that the Fed prints the money and then it charges the government, who basically charge the taxpayer. But it got to such a point with printing of the money that even the Fed went beyond its capability. That's the first point. The second point, in your constitution, the Fed can really only bail out other financial institutions. It can't actually pay individual people. But that's exactly what's occurred. So what had to happen is the Fed had to have a working arrangement with your Treasury. The Treasury is part of the federal government, which reports to President Trump. So the Fed, to a certain extent now, is under the control of the government. First time we've seen that since, 1912 or something. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When the US came off the gold standard.
Right.
It was around about then, wasn't it? So what we have is a situation where the Fed would need to be completely subsumed or taken over by government before there could be a change in the currency or a change in the valuation. So the Fed is the stumbling block to any fashionable word, which is reset.
Yes, and my friends, of course, many people ask me about the reset as well. But this, hopefully, if this stumbling block can be removed, or it is removed, then we should see that sometime in the future.
Yes, because there are a few key players, and I mean countries as much as individuals, who would have to have that we call it a tacit agreement. You'd have to have their nod that they would work with that new regime. And I think that one of those key players, believe it or not, is Russia. China less so now, but I think that the real battle is within America. I'm not so concerned about outside. The real battle is now within the US. And you know, the next week and a half will dictate what the next 100 years is going to be like.
Or 1,000 years.
Yeah, I won't be around in 1,000 years.
Well, you'll be around in spirit. You'll be around in spirit, Simon.
We'll see.
so we all will. Yes. And then of course, you mentioned this $20 trillion lawsuit. I can't remember the name.
That's exciting. That's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what you know about that. I got the attorney's name here somewhere, but Larry Klayman files a $20 trillion lawsuit against China for creation and release of the coronavirus.
Yeah, not billion, trillion.
Trillion. Yeah.
In 1925. I think it was not the United Nations back then. I think it's called the League of Nations.
Correct.
Outlawed biological weapons. Now, everybody did it. And it's just like, oh, we all do it, but don't get caught. So when a country gets caught, as China's got caught, it's in breach of international law.
Right.
What's happened is that a organization which is an arm of the United States government, because the government can't do it itself, so it has to set up a franchise or friends. Let's just call them friends of the government. Are seeking $20 trillion compensation to pay for the damage. Now, in other words, I'll give you an analogy here. In the Second World War, Great Britain quite rightly appealed to the United States of America to help. And quite rightly, the United States came to the aid of Great Britain, but it wasn't free. And it took the next 50 years for Great Britain to pay off the debt financially that it owed the US. And there was no problem about that because Britain wanted to pay that back. Now, in the same way, America is now saying to China, we, that's the US, are having to pay out an absolute ton of money to keep the United States economy alive. You are going to pay for that in the future. And that's what this is all about.
Interesting. Let's say that the plaintiffs were able to get a judgment against China for $20 trillion. Could they collect it, you think? What would be happen then?
The communist, the Chinese Communist Party would collapse. There would be a revolution, and you'd have a different form of government in China.
Interesting. Okay. This is bringing up so many interesting issues. There's a book called The Eyes of Darkness by an author named Dean Koontz, who wrote it back in the early 80s, Simon. And it's a fictional novel, but from what I've heard, I've ordered a copy of it. I should get it by next week. But the novel itself bears an uncanny resemblance, so I've read, to the facts in this coronavirus case, where it was created in a laboratory, gets up, and it does a lot of harm and damage. Have you heard about the book? And do you think that if it was a bioweapon, it must have been pre-planned then?
I haven't heard about the book. I'm not surprised because the virus is in the same stable as a dirty bomb. In other words, these were the weapons that nobody would use unless they were up against the wall. The bad guys had two weapons, a biological weapon, which is what they've used, or a nuclear bomb that we call it a dirty bomb. These were the two weapons they had capabilities on, and the fact that they've used one of them just shows how near to destruction they are, because they have triggered, I call it the event horizon. They have triggered and no going back. There's no return. Once they triggered one of those two weapons, then this was a fight to the death, and that's exactly what they've done. So it wasn't the white hats that initiated it. It was the black hats.
Interesting. The other thing, too, you've mentioned, other people have, too, that coronavirus is actually code words for other things going along with people. For example, United Kingdom, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Prince Charles, and Queen Elizabeth all have tested positive for the coronavirus. Have they actually been arrested, or are they what's happening with them?
No, they were very stupid because they didn't practice what they preached. And I don't think Boris Johnson would mind.
Yeah.
The point is that why I said they're stupid is because they will have been told before almost anybody else that this was a bioweapon. Mm-hmm. Now, if you understand what a bioweapon is, then you understand it's designed to be very contagious. And what President Trump has done, I mean, you may know that he's just tested negative again. He's had a second test, which I think yesterday or today.
Right.
You screen everybody that you meet. You don't let anybody come into a room unless you've tested them. The others weren't doing that. I mean, you know, in Britain, you see, it's very different from the United States. You know, the Lord, I'm not joking, the Lord of the Manor will walk and talk to his gardeners. He'll talk to the man cutting the hedge. He'll talk to the man cutting the grass, because that's how it is in Great Britain. And for all I know, Prince Charles could have picked his virus up from the chauffeur.
Sure. You know,
it's as simple as that. So no, these people got it simply because they did not practice what they preached, and they got into contact with people who had the virus. It wasn't an attack on them. It's just the way it was.
Well, I have to share this with you too. Senator Rand Paul here in the U.S. in D.C. got the virus last week after he publicly stated that he thought the virus paranoia was a hoax. As my friend Albert Einstein has said, of course, he said that we live in a deterministic universe and there's no such thing as coincidence, and God doesn't play with dice. Do you think he was intentionally infected?
I'll be very careful what I tell you. I think that there certainly are people now who have been intentionally infected.
Okay.
The question is, if they receive a very mild dose, then is that a warning? You know, if you're going to try and take someone out, you don't give them a mild infection. And all of the leaders you've just spoken to me of all have very mild cases. The tragedy with this virus, and I can only talk about Great Britain because I have not seen the statistics for the US, but in Great Britain, the vast majority of people who are dying within 2 days of going into hospital.
Wow.
Now that's very significant, because it means that if a person can last 3, 4, 5 days, they're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting virus. This virus can live for many, many hours on stainless steel or a handrail, a doorknob, a light switch, and its favored temperature is 4 degrees centigrade, which is exactly the operating temperature of a fridge.
Wow.
Because that is how it was being kept and bred, and that's how it's designed. And that is why this virus was used at this time of the year, because it is destroyed by ultraviolet light. Ultraviolet light is one of the frequencies that the sun gives out. So if this had happened in June, July, August, the virus wouldn't have caused anything like this, because the sunlight will have destroyed it. So if any ladies, women on your radio show who are listening now, if you like to paint your nails and you use an ultraviolet little device to put your fingers in, very popular in Great Britain, I guess in the US, you paint your nails and then you put your hands in this machine. It's a small table machine. You get them at home, and it uses ultraviolet light to dry the nail varnish. Listen, you come out from the shops, you put your hands back in that, and that will kill the virus. So ultraviolet light. I've got a 400 watt ultraviolet lamp in my front. So when the mailman brings the mail in, well, he doesn't now, he leaves it outside. I irradiate it with the ultraviolet light, and I've got a handheld torch. And so, you know, there are ways that we can reasonably inexpensively, we can combat this virus. Always, if you're going to the gas station to fill your car up, make sure you're wearing gloves and then dispose of the gloves afterwards. Do not touch anything. It's touch. It's not people sneezing in front of you that's the problem. It's touching. In China, I'll give you an example. In China, I don't know what you'd call them in your country, but a block of apartments serviced by a lift, and you go, you press the button to call the lift, and then you press the button to say which floor you want to go to. It might be the same in a hotel. In China, you're given little, I don't know what you call them. We call them cocktail sticks. I don't know what you call them in America. Do you know what I mean by that? Little
sticks. I think so.
A piece of cheese or pineapple at a buffet.
Hors d'oeuvres, appetizers.
So that's it. And they use the cocktail sticks to press the buttons of the elevators. They've learned that anything like buttons is a tremendous spread, because so many different people press buttons out in the public. Sure. So wear gloves, use hand sanitizers. It's a vital part of keeping safe. This is nothing to do with 5G. This is a real biological weapon virus. It was grown in a laboratory. Very, very, very nasty people decided they would have a go at humanity.
My goodness. Our governor here in Washington State, Jay Inslee, a week ago, outlawed recreational fishing. So it's now illegal for someone to stand along a lake or a river and fish. Do you think some governments are going too far with these regulations, or do you think they're justified?
I think some of it is too far. You see, in Great Britain, we're even less militarized than you are. We're even less uniform mad than you are. In Great Britain, you're very, very, we rebel very easily. And we've had a big debate here in this country about the powers that the police have. And there was even cases where police were going through people's shopping baskets, saying that that's not an essential item. You're only buying essential items. Anyway, they got written to by the government a couple of days ago, telling them to cool it. Don't behave like that. So there are some leaders who go into absolute panic because they don't want to stand for re-election and be blamed for not taking enough action to stop the virus. And yet there will be those people who've gone over the top who will... The public will remember that they were just draconian. So I think it's a very it's a bit of a tightrope. But I think on balance, President Trump is right, because he's going to say to you guys, I can't make you wear a scarf or a mask, but I think you should in hotspots. So it won't be enforced that you guys wear a mask, but I think that's, you know, it's almost like that now.
I have a friend in Vancouver, Canada, a beautiful place, named Bob, who wrote me this little blurb. I want to ask you about it. Justin Trudeau introduced a law into Parliament, House of Commons, I think, about 2 weeks ago, where he would have been given unlimited powers to tax and spend and new legislation without parliamentary approval until 2022, using the virus as an excuse. It was stopped. But I guess that would be an example, wouldn't it, of how far some leaders have tried to go.
He's one of these leaders that needs to be got rid of. I don't mean he needs to be killed. I'm not saying that.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's he's one of the people that is a problem. He's one of these leaders that the people of Canada do not deserve a madman. They've got a madman. I really think that both the French-speaking Canadians and the English-speaking Canadians, for once in their lifetime, need to find common ground and elect yourself a leader that actually cares about you as a human being rather than anything else.
There was a lot of hope when Justin Trudeau was elected on the coattails of his father, wonderful prime minister. But there are so many people from my friends tell me in Canada right now that I hope they make the right choice and get a new leader. This is another question from John and another question from Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Simon. This is what he writes. After the accidental release of the contravirus in Wuhan, was the virus spread in Europe by infected visitors from China, or was it another strain of virus deliberately released by the black hats? Thanks, John in Vancouver.
This is really, really a question that we are, it's not urgent to find an answer to because so much else has happened, but it is it is something that, takes my attention. We have two possibilities. One is, quite naturally, the virus mutated. So in effect, we have two viruses running, the right. old one and the new strain. The second possibility is that a separate virus was introduced, possibly sprayed by drones in Iran. The difficulty is that the more virulent virus has made its way into Europe via Iran and Italy. But we mustn't forget that although President Trump, through for diplomatic reasons, is playing it very cool with China, I think we can be 99% certain that hundreds of thousands of people died in China, not just a few thousand. So in other words, although the virus may have been a different one from what we're seeing now, there were still, in my humble opinion, hundreds of thousands of Chinese that died, not just the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 that they're claiming.
The other rumor I've heard here is that the Chinese government originally at one point considered using this virus against the protesters in Hong Kong, and that in the same breath they said that there were massive protests against the Chinese government in Wuhan some 6 or 8 months before the virus appeared. Do you know much about that link, Simon?
That's nonsense.
Nonsense. Okay. All right.
I need to explain why it's nonsense.
Okay.
Because as we've just seen, if you drop a virus bomb in Britain, it gets right. to America. So had they used the virus in Hong Kong, it would have just dropped China, and they would have been in exactly the same boat they're in. The only way you would know it's true was if they put their whole community through a vaccination program, then launched the virus attack. But that never happened. So there may well have been discussions around the table saying, how are we going to stop all these students and people demonstrating in Hong Kong? And some bright spark might have said, oh, why don't we drop a virus on them? But then a more knowledgeable person would have said, yes, but then it will just come straight to us.
Sure. Right. There's a YouTube video out with Bill Gates saying that this is from Eddie in Hong Kong. Wants to ask about this, about Bill Gates wants to restrict your movement unless you're vaccinated. Is that part of the plan as well by the black hats, or?
Well, he's another person that has a great deal of questions to answer to humanity. George Soros, Bill Gates, individuals who believe themselves to be so separate from humanity that they are empowered to take any actions that they like.
Right.
And so anything that comes out of that stable, I think we should be very careful of.
I've also seen heard that Bill Gates actually patented the virus in 2014, and again in late 2019. In 2014, it was patented by a company called PeerBright, P-I-R-B-R-I-G-H-T, which is owned by Mr. Gates. Do you know much about that link between the two?
Well, Mr. Gates has often had conversations with people about how you reduce the world's population. Mr. Gates believes that there is overpopulation on the planet. And, you know, I'm sure that Bill Gates loves to walk in an idyllic park, and he loves to, you know, go by the river or the sea, but it's just spoiled by all these other people. And, you know, there are these individuals who think, well, if I could get rid of all these other people, then I could walk from A to Z and I could enjoy all the trees and all the rivers, and I wouldn't have to meet another smelly, horrible human being. It's not just a culture. It's almost a religion. And there are certain individuals who have so much money, so much leverage, that they can make things happen. And what we're seeing playing out today are the fruition of certain people's ideology that didn't count on is a man called President Trump. And that's what it's all about now.
Interesting. Have a question from Michi in Tokyo. Do you think they're mind control? Do you think Mr. Gates is mind control?
No, I think he's one of the top men. The top men are never mind controlled. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, it's an alien entity,
right?
An artificial entity, but within the descended, I call them the descended from the elite many thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. Those are not mind control. The only control some of them have is a very interesting switch that's placed inside them. I'm just calling it a lever. Which only activates if they start to deviate from their own mindset. So the only programming certain of these top individuals have is a special program that kicks in if they ever attempt to go back on you know, their philosophy. But other than that, no, they're not mind control. Not like a CEO of a big corporation. No, he would be totally mind control.
This is I've heard from several sources. Another question for you, Simon, about how long this will last. My sources and the questions I've had about it is that it'll peak sometime in the next 7 to 10 days in the United States and Canada, Europe, hopefully in Europe as well, and then it'll drop precipitously after that, as fast as it came up, and by the end of May, gone. Are no longer a threat, with June returning to some sort of new normalcy. Have you heard about a time frame if things go well for us?
Are you referring to the war, or are you referring to the virus?
I guess both.
The different time frames. The first time frame you've given is for the hidden war.
Right.
The virus, you're not looking at anything really exciting until June.
Okay. All right. And the war that's going on, that'll be fairly quick, wouldn't it? I Easter, which is just right around the corner.
A beautiful time, Easter.
Absolutely. It seems like whenever President Trump has a press conference or makes an announcement, there's a lot of code words he uses that you have to kind of read between the lines. And you kind of have to go beyond the face value of what he says.
Yeah, and I'm always a bit sad about that because, you know, in my very naive way, I would much prefer that the public told exactly who the real enemy was. I'd rather that the rationale for it. But people who know more than I do, people who, have more influence than I do, have decided that that's not the way it's going to be. It's going to be quiet and under the carpet. And I just hope that when this is all over and done, that certain people might feel willing to put something on trial, some form of, I'd love everybody's cell phone to be interrupted with a, here is a news flash. I'd love every, every radio station, every TV station just be cut through and updates and bulletins as to explaining what the heck is really going on.
Right.
Whether that'll happen, I don't know. But that, for me, would be the disclosure of truth. But there is a problem. And that problem is that if you are a president, you are a president of the United States of America. So no matter what evil a previous president may have done, when you take the office, you can't just say, oh, that was X, Y, or Z, because it was America that did it. It was America. And so their argument, and I do understand that, is, well, we can't have the great name of America dragged down. So we'd rather not be open. And that's why this is all covert. But I tell you what, if it goes on much longer, it's going to be pretty overt. And ordinary people who generally go around with blocks in front of their face because they don't see anything, even those people are going to start to actually stumble over things. So if this war goes on much longer past the deadlines that we've given, and I agree with your deadline, it'll be pretty in the public. The key here, sorry to go on, but
that's okay.
Key here is the media moguls. As long as the media moguls are in position, then there's still a lot of manipulation. Now, if those guys are part of the targets that are being gone after, then you'll see a very change, big change in the media. So look for that. If the media doesn't change, it means those top guys are still in post. If the media changes, then those top guys have, had a sit down and had a talk to.
Right. I've heard that that people can do searches now using Google that aren't censored. That's what David Wilcox has said, that they can do free searches now on the internet. But I don't know.
These are part of what I call these nodes. There's quite a lot of them. There's a lot of programs that have to be cleaned. There's a spying things that are set in the internet that spy. There's going to be a big change to your country. Let's just take Medicare. About what's happening, because, there are now lots of people getting hospital help because they've got the virus who don't have insurance.
But
the government's paying for it.
Right.
This is a real challenge to the concept of, if you don't have insurance, you don't get medical care. So whatever happens, Ted, in the next 2 weeks, the world will not be the same as it was last week. Whatever comes out the other end, we are going to be very different. And when the virus finishes, which I predict to be about May, June, we're going to think and be very different. If you know somebody who's sadly passed because of the virus, and living this reality, suddenly the ball game isn't that important. Suddenly buying the latest cell phone isn't as important. And so a lot of people now, Ted, are having to look into themselves and say, what actually is important to me? And a lot of perceptions are changing. So this is meant to happen. And it's a challenge to humanity. And you and I both know that humanity will come through this.
Right.
It's not a fearful time, Ted. It's an exciting time.
We Absolutely right, Simon. We've got 20 seconds left, and I wish I had more time to give you, but I want you to wrap up your wonderful interview today, Simon.
Okay, it's that I don't care whether you're a Democrat, I don't care whether you're a Republican, I don't care, you know, whether you don't vote. You've got to trust America. You've got to trust the office of the president. You've got to actually be strong. Don't be panicked. Don't buy into this. Don't start having vaccinations. Don't be fearful. See it through. Be sensible. We're all going to come out of this fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Simon, for your wonderful work. And I thank you again for coming on my show today. Really appreciate it. Be safe, my friend.
Thanks, Ted. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Cheers.